You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey, listen, it's just the first week of the hype over the Super Bowl. You got another week of it, but what a lot of people didn't know about is that there's one player who plays for Kansas City, another player plays for the Philadelphia Eagles. They're brothers. It's the Kelce brothers. Travis plays for the Chiefs. His brother plays for the Eagles. And a week from Sunday, they're going to become the first brothers to ever face off in the big game.
Oh, that's cool.
And so some people are calling it the Kelce Bowl, which is funny. But now, this is kind of funny. Someone started a petition, one of those petitions on change.org, to get their mom to do the coin toss.
Why not?
And why not?
Why not?
I think now that is... That's better than a lot of these. You know, they have the honorary so-and-so who comes out and flips the coin.
Yeah.
Have their mom do
it. Get your mom out there.
Hey, Travis, I saw your mom. Their goal is 35,000 signatures, and as of last night, they already had 32,000, so.
Do it.
Not that the NFL will do anything, you know, but who knows. The world's oldest dog. Do you guys ever, I don't want this to be grim or anything, but do you guys ever talk about not looking forward to the day that you lose your pet?
Oh, sure. Yeah, and we've done it a few times, you know.
We did it again last night. Niles the weirdo was sitting up on the stool next to us, and we were talking about how sad it's going to be. Like, we're trying to... It could be another 10 years, maybe, but we're, like, stealing ourselves for, like, oh.
It's going to be a sad day because we love him so much.
It's going to be a horrible day.
Yeah.
He's my little buddy, you know?
Well, clone him.
Anyway, the reason I bring it up is because, you know, they don't last forever. Why can't dogs and cats live to be 50 years old? Why not?
I know.
The world's oldest dog, the record, just fell for the second time in 2 weeks. But this one is special because the Guinness people have verified that this dog in Portugal, now it's spelled B-O-B-I. I don't know if that is their way of saying Bobby or if it's Bobby. One or the other. I hope it's Bobby.
Bobby, I think.
Jeremy, that dog is 30 years and 268 days old.
This poor guy. This poor little buddy. I posted a picture of him on our Facebook.
Does he
and,
just look like he's tired?
He is not. If that doorbell's ringing, he's not barking for anything. The poor guy just looks tired. He's like,
yeah.
no more. Woof. Woof. Woof.
It's gumming all of his food.
Yeah. Man, that's a long time, though, for a dog.
On Fridays, I like to give Jeremy the synopses of the new films that are coming out to see which ones he's going to go to the theater and see. This one is called Knock at the Cabin. It's a psychological horror film from M. Night Shyamalama Ding Dong.
Nope.
You want to hear the synopsis?
Nope.
A little girl and her two dads are on vacation at a remote cabin in the woods, but Jeremy, four strangers come to their cabin and take them hostage. The strangers insist that one of them must be sacrificed to prevent the apocalypse from happening. You gotta go see that?
That doesn't sound too bad. Sounds legit. Mm.
This one, again, I should have looked it up before we went on the air. It's spelled M-A-U-R-I-C-E, which in the United States we usually call Maurice, but I think the Brits would like to call it Morris. Anyway, Hugh Laurie. Remember him from House?
Yeah.
My wife says that I look like Hugh Laurie, and I don't see it.
I don't either.
Do you see that?
Not at all.
I don't see that at all. She insists. She goes, you guys could be brothers. Hugh Laurie voices a streetwise cat named Morris in this goofy interpretation of the tale of the Pied Piper.
Nope.
Gonna go see that?
No.
What about 80 for Brady?
Well, hold on. Don't talk about that one yet. That's my lead story.
Well, do it now. What's the lead story?
It's very relatable, I think, to the ladies this morning. If my social media and close family is any indicator of what the hit movie is going to be this weekend, it's going to be 80 for Brady.
80 for Brady?
My prediction is that it will be the top movie this weekend. I was just briefly scrolling through my social media and the amount of women on there that have posted about that, and then the daughters posting too that they're taking their moms to see that movie this weekend. It was like easily 50, 60 posts. So I think that'll be the biggie this weekend.
Well, this is inspired by a true story.
Yes,
of
supposedly.
Four lady friends all in their 80s who are huge Tom Brady fans. So they go on a road trip together to the Super Bowl back in 2017. And the four ladies are played by Jane Fonda, Sally Field, Rita Moreno, and Lily Tomlin.
And Tom Brady's in it, and Gronkowski. And I believe Tom Brady produced this movie, so he's got his fingers all over it.
Tom makes an appearance.
It looks
ridiculous. So do some of his former teammates, like the aforementioned horrible actor Rob Gronkowski.
And Guy Fieri's in it, too, from what I understand.
What?
So, yeah, now you've hooked me. The mayor of Flavortown's going to be in it.
I got one News for Nerds story that I'll share this time. You know, in Jurassic Park, they kind of cloned the dinosaurs and brought them back. Well, now there is a company that wants to use DNA to bring back woolly mammoths. And now they've announced they also want to bring back the dodo bird.
Oh.
Now, when did the dodo bird go extinct? It was only like
85,
about
86?
It was like 100 years ago?
Oh,
is that right?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Hold on a second. Dodo bird extinction date was... Oh, it was the 1600s. I thought it was the late 1800s. Anyway, they want to bring back the woolly mammoth and the dodo bird. How do you feel about that?
I'm fine with it. Why not?
Okay.
Why not?
Got the Jeremy stamp of approval. Give me
the evening name a dodo. I'm in.
What else is trending?
Well, I'm going to briefly talk about this so we can put it to rest. James Cameron admits that Jack might have been able to survive in the Titanic. There's this experiment they did on the National Geographic Channel. They say, you know, there's still a lot of variables, but they hired actors. They got a raft. They did this in cold water. They factored in buoyancy and panic. And the final verdict... Jack might have lived if he had just gotten up on that, whatever it was, a piece of door, I guess is what it was supposed to be. They don't say how long they could have survived, but they said they could have survived probably for a little while just because they were sharing body heat, it sounds like. So there.
Okay.
Can we all calm down about this and move on, please? Let's be done with this debate. Beyonce announced tour dates for her Renaissance tour this week. She's using Ticketmaster. Everyone's kind of freaking out about that because of the headaches and issues that we've had with some concerts here recently with Ticketmaster. They're going to be doing some things like staggering the on-sale dates for various venues, using different membership systems to get tickets. I don't know. They're really trying to make sure this one goes smooth. It really doesn't matter for us because it doesn't look like Beyonce is coming to Colorado this time around.
Some comedian said something like they're going to take all the tickets, okay, for Beyonce,
mm-hmm.
and Ticketmaster, what they're going to do is throw them all out into a big field and let people fight to the death.
That might be the best way to do it, honestly. That really might be the best way.
I laughed out loud.
It's going to be a big show, so hopefully this isn't another black eye for Ticketmaster. Is this sexy or painful? This is big on the social this morning. Jean short thongs for women are a hit on social media right now. I watched some influencers wearing these things around. They're called the low rise booty denim shorts. They've been on some site. I posted it on our Facebook if you want to go to the site. They say they're mostly denim, but not full denim. They've got other fabrics mixed in, so maybe in the stretchy, more sensitive parts, the other fabrics are there. You know, if you're shoving them up your butt crack, you probably want something a little softer there than denim. Available in sizes 4 through 14, if you're interested. about $12.50 if you want some denim underpants this morning. Kind of fun. Check it out. This is crazy. God, I was glued to the TV last night. The biggest national trending news is the United States tracking a suspected Chinese surveillance balloon over the United States. Have you seen some of this?
Yeah,
this
it's pretty
is
wild.
Not good. And they say they didn't shoot it down because they were worried about stuff hitting the ground and hurting people. But I'm like, well, what are you going to do about this? And I guess it was up in Montana. Mm-hmm. Flying over some of our nuke sites, and they say that they've taken precautions to cover up sensitive information and buildings or something. I don't know. They're covering things up there. What I envision is when it starts raining at a baseball game and they all come running out with that tarp.
With the tarp?
That's probably what they're doing with our missile silos. They're running out and putting tarps over them.
And the thing is, they say this is not new, that the Chinese keep doing this.
Yeah.
And
why
they're
aren't
just
we
afraid it's going
down?
To lead to some sort of, you know, provocation where we're going to come to blows with China.
I know. And then I think this is right. I was skimming the news just a few minutes ago. I think Canada has spotted a second balloon now moving around. So that's not good. I don't like this at all. Get that thing out of the sky.
Does it really matter if it's in a balloon or a satellite? We're all watching
each
other.
The satellites are probably picking up just as much. And that's kind of their thing. They're like, they're not really getting anything that they can't with a satellite right now.
Right.
Let me give you a
It might just be more of an in-your-face thing. You know, when you do the balloon, then you know
you're
that
like, we're
here. Know.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's kind of just like giving the finger.
I hate it. Here's some good news real quick. At a high school basketball game in North Dakota last week, a seventh grader named J.J. Franks, little J.J. Franks, got the chance at a half-court shot for $10,000, Dom, and he nailed it. That was the one that got him 10 grand. He had to do like three shots. It was a layup, free throw, you're right, a three-pointer, and then from half-court, but he sank all four. Shunk, 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 and boom, the crowd went nuts. And this kid scored $10,000. The video is on our Facebook page if you do want to check it out.
And that half-court shot is a swish.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, like swish.
Swish, bro. That was going to be our clickbait, but I have something different for you. So
okay.
Hit the little
clickbait.
It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy. You can see that kid playing basketball. And then I posted this video because I think it's super relatable for the ladies out there and the guys that are hanging with these ladies. It's a TikTok video that's gone viral when a woman made her husband take her home after her Walmart trip so she could change before they headed to Target. Because you kind of have to dress differently and act differently when you're in a Walmart and Target. And I have seen this firsthand with Sweet Knick Knack. So check out the video. It's kind of funny on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
That's fantastic.
It's a true story, man.